Hello and welcome to the premiere episode of this mini-series that I am calling Jukeboxing. Why are you laughing?
That's funny.
Well, here's the idea. I am Chris. Hopefully, you know, a few of you know me. And I'm with my lovely daughter, who's 17.
Yeah.
Not 18.
Not 18.
Okay, I thought you were 18. I'm sorry. And we're doing our own little mini-series called Jukeboxing. What I did was, because I love names, I love making names up. Here's the idea of the show, all right? I'm 44-year-old man, almost in the grave. And my daughter is 17. And lots of times we're in the car, and I get into the car, and I throw on a radio station, and it's an 80s song, and I leave it on. She gets mad. Once in a while, she leans from the back seat to the front seat and hits a dial to go to a song that's out today. So this podcast miniseries is about my songs versus her songs. From my childhood to her childhood. It's like a jukebox, and they're boxing each other. Therefore, I called it Jukeboxing. Keenan, is that a good name?
Yeah. It's genius.
Are you going to talk more in this episode, or just going to sit there and laugh at me?
I am talking.
All right. So what we're going to do, we have 12 episodes, you know, within a couple months, might be a year, who knows. I'm going to pick a song from my childhood. I'll get the song from her childhood. They're going to duke it out. We're going to play it. We're going to make fun of it. We're going to talk over it. It's just going to be us being together, bonding. When these episodes are released on Facebook, on iTunes, whatever, you'll see a page, you'll see the episode release. You guys, the fans, the listeners, can vote on who won each round. Each episode is a round. This is round one. And I asked you to find a boxing bell, but you didn't, did you?
No.
All right. Oh, we have that bell upstairs. Ding, ding. Damn it. All right. What's the matter?
That's a hotel bell.
Well, it's a bell. A bell's a bell. Tomato, tomato. Bell, bell. All right? No. Do you want to go first? Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first? It's up to you, honey. I'll do whatever you want to do.
You go first.
Wow. Oh, then you go second.
Whoever wins.
Oh. See, everyone out there, we're making this up as we go along, all right? It's just something to do with my lovely girl. All right. Here's... All right, so I would say this. My song came out, it was released October 23rd, 1982. I was 9 years old, okay?
I was non-existent.
You were correct. I'm going to say this. This is what we're going to do. On the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, its peak position was 36. Which, for being one of his biggest hits, I thought it would be higher up than that.
Oh.
What do you own? Are you trying to guess?
That's sad.
Don't laugh at that.
Compared to mine, that's...
What do you mean compared to yours?
In the garbage.
Well, bear with me here, because I really should have got up the video, the song, before I even sat down at this area.
Maybe I should do that.
Maybe you should do that too, huh? Alright, well, I'm punching it now, my song. We're gonna play it. I can pause it, we'll talk over it, you can make fun of it, whatever you want to do. All I know is that my song will be better than your song.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just learn how to type this first. Okay, there we go.
You should say how many views the video has on YouTube.
Well, I don't know how to do that, because...
You just say it.
Well, the first one... Alright. One has 11 million views, one has 1.4 million views.
Okay, that's pretty good.
But... The first one is the lyrics, which I don't know. I don't care about that. One says part one, which I didn't even know there was a part two.
Oh my god.
So I'm playing this one. Okay. All right. You know this song. You heard it. Here we go. This is round one. Fight! You know the song, man.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know the name.
How can you not know the name of this song? Do you know who sings it?
No.
But how do you know?
I've heard it.
This
hey,
is
hey little da da da.
How do you hear little sister? This is Billy Idol, White Wedding.
Yeah.
Tell me your history with White Wedding, Kaylin.
I just hear it in the car.
Do you enjoy it?
It's okay.
It's not great?
Not my favorite song from the 80s.
Well, this was around... Oh, what happened? I just got off YouTube. What happened?
You can't close the app or else the song goes off.
I am an ass.
Oh, my God.
Right, hold on. It's back. All right. Billy Idol for me in my childhood was a kick-ass singer who was a badass with that awesome little curl on his lip and his fist. Do you know what I'm even talking about?
No, I don't even know what he looks like.
Right there. Start again. Remember? Blonde hair? Fist pumping?
No.
Did you see Wedding Singer? Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
He's in it. Remember? On the plane? Alright, well, we don't, I guess...
What was this, 37?
What's that?
What was this on the chart?
36.
I agree with that.
What do you mean? Like, this, I guess besides Rebel Yell, this was like his second biggest hit. Nice day. White Wedding. Come on.
It's good.
It's a nice day to start again.
It's not the worst song that you listen to.
Wow.
Well, that might be on my list now, maybe my worst song. What's my worst song to you?
That old person.
All right, we're going to find out later on. This is only round one, all right? I can turn this off now. I mean, I guess we're going to play a pickup song, I guess.
Yeah, I right? don't
know. Because this is the first episode. I had an idea playing the whole song. But then you can talk over it and make fun of it. It's a good beat. All right.
It's good.
That's, well, how much longer?
I give it...
Pick it up! Take me back home, man!
I give it a 7 out of 10.
Are we ranking songs now, too? 7 out of 10?
Yes.
I'd probably give it... I'd give it, like 8.5 or 9. Like, it's up there. It's one of my favorite songs from him. Okay?
Yeah.
Alright.
7 might have been nice. Too nice.
What, from you?
Yeah.
What, it's less than 7? What are you laughing
at? I was going to say 6. But...
White Wedding.
That would have been mean, I think.
Have you ever seen this video?
No.
It's a scary video.
Why are you playing it?
Because I picked this thing.
Oh, my God.
Billy Idol White Wedding HD 1080p. That's what I picked. Because I wanted it to be the song. I could have played the video, I guess. I'm sorry I didn't play the video.
Oh, my God.
All right. You know what? We're hearing the whole song. I don't care. It's almost over. It's almost over now.
Yeah.
So, round one for me is an 80s icon, Billy Idol. If you lived in the 80s, born in the 80s, you know that Billy Idol kicked ass. He had a song, you listen to it, no matter what. Wow!
Oh, what's up?
What do you mean? Start again.
I don't like his hair.
What do you mean his hair's not singing? He's singing.
He looks stupid.
Look at him. All right. It's wrapping up. So how do you turn this off then? I'll just do that, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, Caitlin. That was in my corner with Billy Idol with White Wedding.
How long is this so far?
So far, it's like 10 minutes.
This is short, I think.
Well, they're not going to be like...
Don't look at my thing.
I'm not... They're not going to be like The Godfather. It's a 10. It's like 15, 20-minute episode. It's something that we can do together.
Okay.
During summer.
Okay.
Because I love you.
Okay.
And why are you laughing at that for?
Okay.
All right.
My song was released...
Yes.
In 2009.
So you were 9.
I was also 9, just like you were 9.
Oh.
Wow.
Did you plan that?
No.
That's pretty good. It's like we did research on our things. Okay.
That's amazing.
So you were 9 years old.
Yes. In 4th grade, maybe.
How can you remember what you what song was
fourth
in,
grade?
In fourth
yeah.
grade.
Because in fourth grade I was nine.
All right. Where was it in? Where was it in the charts?
Okay, ready.
Mine was 36. Top that.
Okay. Okay, buddy. U.S. Billboard Hot 100.
Mm-hmm. What are you laughing at?
The peak position?
Yeah.
One.
That's... Blah, blah. That, what was that? That's a typo.
Yeah.
It went to number one.
Yes.
How long was it there at number one? Yeah, I don't want to know.
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. What's this song? Do I like this song? Have you heard this song?
I don't know.
Alright.
You must have if it's number one.
You're wasting...
Recently, it came back. It's making a...
What, a re-release of a song that came out?
Well, no, it's just getting popular again.
This is stupid.
This is
it? I've got a feeling, that tonight's gonna... Okay. Here they come!
Okay. This has 214 million views.
What did mine have?
11. Okay. Here we go.
Good. You put it down. I don't want it too loud. I don't want it. I'm not. What is this, Tron? What is this?
This is Iconic.
This is the name of the band? Iconic?
No.
Oh. I'm not looking. What is this? And you said I heard this song?
Yeah, probably.
All I hear is one of those... Oh, this is ridiculous. Who is this?
Owl City.
Owl? Like A-L City?
Owl. Oh, Owl.
His name is after a bird.
It's a band.
It's a band?
I'd like to make myself believe. It's the best song I've ever heard.
What is this song I'm hearing?
It's like the definition of 2009.
Owl City.
When you hear this, it's like you travel back. It's like you travel through time.
When I hear this, I want to drive faster so I don't hear it anymore. How many people in the band?
From 10,000 lightning bugs. Honestly, I'm not really sure. I'm not a huge fan. It's just the singer guy.
Owl, what's the singer's name?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
Then you hate this band.
No!
You don't even know the lead singer of the band. Okay. What do you like the song for?
This song, I don't... Their other song I know of is with Carly Rae Jepsen.
I like her. Why don't you play that song?
Because I didn't like it as much as this one.
Oh my god.
But this is their most popular song.
Most popular song?
Yeah.
I have not heard this song in my life.
It's good.
What's the story of the song?
Just a crack.
What's the story of the song? There has to be a moral to the song. And in my song, it was a wedding. She's wearing white. A white wedding.
Oh my god.
What is your song about? Counting sheep?
He's just talking about his problems.
Since when are sheep problems? Is that him there? In that video?
Yeah.
I like the video because I see a lot of 80s toys.
Yeah.
I see Voltron. I saw one of the xylophone things.
And it's about fireflies. His whole room one is the, lighting
what's that,
up.
What's that speak and say? Is that what it's called?
I guess.
Caitlin?
Hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep.
I've never heard this song in my life. I never even heard you hear the song. Listen to the song.
No, that's not true.
That is true.
It's good. That's because it's an old song.
An old song from 2009?
Yeah, I was a youngin'. It's a throwback.
A youngling from Star Wars. Is the song almost over?
It recently made a comeback.
Who?
Okay.
In a movie.
It's kind of like a meme now. Where like,
what does meme stand for? Messages everywhere. Messaging everyone.
No! Oh, that's so bad!
That sounded perfect!
Oh my god.
How you spell it? M-E-M-E.
I'm vomiting.
M-E-M-E, right? Messaging everyone.
No!
What does it stand for?
That doesn't even make any what does it stand sense. For?
You're messaging everybody. Is this song over?
It is over.
Thank Christ.
See, look. Did you see that thing?
It was one of those Speak and Say, whatever it's called. Speak and Say. I get that off. Don't play the next song. Is it done?
It's done.
Well, get off, because it's going to pop up again. Look, it's going to play again. Is it going to play again?
No!
All right. So that is...
It was number one for a reason.
I don't think so, Caitlin. Do you know why? Because this is going to be my reasoning. Back in 1980, what was mine out? 82. 82, there was less people on the planet. Okay. Now there's a lot more people on the planet. So that means there's more listeners, more likers, more followers. So therefore, your song is yes, went to number one because more people heard it. Okay. Not because it was a good song.
Okay.
Well, alright, well this is how it's going to be. It's going to be two songs. Round one was Billy Idol versus Al Capone. What's his name?
Owl City.
Owl City.
Mm-hmm.
Owl City?
Mm-hmm.
Do they sing any other good songs?
With Carly Rae.
And what's that song called? You don't know, do you?
Good Time. Oh, it's always a good time.
That's a good song. I like that song a lot.
Yep, see that?
All right, so I guess that's it. Is that how we're going to end the show? This is what we're doing, right? And the people out there vote. People, the fans, listeners will vote. Who won round one? Billy Idol, White Wedding, He Will Kick Your Ass, or Al City singing, what's the name of the song?
Fireflies.
Singing Fireflies. So a band singing about little tiny pretty little bugs.
10 million of them.
What, 10 million bugs?
10 million fireflies.
Is it really? That's a lot of fireflies.
I know.
10 million fireflies attacking you, or...
Hugging you!
How the hell can a firefly hug you? With his wings?
Yeah.
That's stupid. Alright, round one. Billy Idol, White Wedding, Owl City, Fireflies. You decide who won round one, and we'll see you next time when round two happens. It's on!
I didn't hear no bell. One more round.